And secrets is the biggest thing in this area. We tend to kind of end the shame with it, but we go inward and we think, this is just my little thing. Nobody needs to know about it.
That's the way I see this book. It's a counterpunch. It is saying to the enemy, no, you're not going to steal this.
Your blended family has 100% chance of success when you do it God's way.
We are Blended Kingdom Families, and we want to provide biblical resources to heal and restore families with a message of hope for the next generation.
Let's get after it.
Hey guys, welcome back to the BKF podcast. We are so excited to be with you today, and we have an amazing guest with us. Before we introduce her, I want to remind you, take an opportunity, like, share, comment, leave us a review, send us your feedback. You can email us at info@blendedkingdomfamilies.com. We would love to hear from you. So today, special guest.
Yes, you guys, we are so excited. We have our dear friend, Rachel Gilbert here. Rachel, you probably recognize Rachel if you've been following us for a while. Rachel and her husband, Matt, were on a previous podcast where we talk about marriage. So if you haven't checked that out, go back and watch it. But we are so excited because Rachel has a new book that just came out this March, you guys, called Image Restored, Tear Down Shame and Insecurity to Experience a Body Image Renovation. So we're going to dive into this. And I can already tell y'all, there are so many nuggets of wisdom in here. But first, let me just tell you a little bit about Rachel, because a lot has happened since you were on last time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So Rachel Gilbert is an LPC. So same as Scott, she is a therapist. She's a wife, a mom, a trauma-informed therapist, and owner of BBC Health, and the podcast host of Real Talk with Rachel. If y'all have not ever listened to Rachel's podcast, you have to go subscribe and listen right now, because you have so many guests and just so much wisdom and knowledge. It's amazing. It was one of the first podcasts I started listening to when I found Rachel years ago. Rachel combines her clinical expertise and personal experience to help women overcome fear and insecurity to walk confidently in their God-given dreams. She is the author of Image Restored, Tear Down Shame and Insecurity to Experience a Body Image Renovation that was released this past March. And she is a frequent speaker and article writer and lives here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex area with her husband, Matt, and their three children. So Rachel, welcome. We're glad to have you back.
Thank you for having me. It's always fun / awkward hearing somebody tell everybody about you. So.
I know, it's so fun. Well, and there, I remember Rachel and I, we met through a program that you were doing, and it was actually really pivotal. And I think I shared this before and how we actually started Blended Kingdom Families. And so I just think it's really cool how the Lord just full circles relationships and does that. And then we were in the same Masters in Marriage and Family Therapy program. So Rachel graduated a couple of years ago and is licensed, and I'm, you know, still in my journey. But I've just learned a lot from you over the years and following you. And I'm just so excited to dive into this today, because it is something that we see a lot of, and especially doing therapy and mental health, especially with teens. And mm-hmm. I mean, it affects every age group, but we see this a lot with the teens here. So let's dive in.
Yeah. And I mentioned this before, and this may be something that is just, you know, hits people, but you know, I don't know a lot about body image, and I don't study it, and it's not something that's prevalent for me, but I'm always glad to be introduced to a resource that I can give somebody else.
Yes.
And we've said that in so many ways. But ministry is not reserved for people that preach or that do podcasts. Ministry is about giving resources, giving godly resources to people who need them. So just getting introduced to a product and a book, this is a book, but that can help other people. I'm just glad to know it and know it exists so I can give it to somebody.
Yeah, that's so good. Well, Rachel, we'll start with, okay, so tell us just a little bit about you and your family, what you guys enjoy doing together. Just tell us a little bit about you.
Yeah, well, actually, Vanessa, thank you for reminding me. Every time I hear you share the story of how we met and you in the course and then me just getting to be here in the facility, that's really cool. Like, brought tears to my eyes, because you never know something that seems so small. Like, when I look back on that course that it was, I'm like, that was small, and I don't even know what that was, but here we are. We're living the fruit of it. Mm-hmm. And so, that's just exciting to see that. So they've said a lot about me. I don't know how much more you want to know about me. I mean, you get to hear all the credentials, and the credentials are great. The degrees and the accolades are great. My husband and I are business owners here in the area. And I think the thing I love for people to know most about me is that I never thought I would be here doing what I'm doing. Mm. I think most of us can think that, and especially people who knew me when I was younger, they're always like, you're doing what? Like, how did that happen? And I know, I'm like, I know, right? It's crazy. But my story with body image and why you mentioned, like, you have, it's not something you've studied. I've learned we study things that affect us, right? Because we go, surely I can't be the only one struggling with this. Yeah. And I know for me in graduate school, that's why I chose it as one of my research topic, because I thought, I definitely want to help other people with this, but let's see if I can help me too in the process. And I just, you know, I have quite a bit of a story and a background. I share bits of this throughout the book, but I think the big overarching view that I like people to know is that body image was something that started for me very young, as early as fifth grade, and some, you know, horror stories from gym class and being made fun of for weight and things like that. And then when I was in high school, I had an injury that the doctors really couldn't figure out what was going on with me. And they told me the solution was I should lose some weight. Well, I never knew you could really control that. Nobody had ever told me that. I was like, oh, I didn't know that if I stopped drinking pop and eating candy bars, I could maybe lose some weight. And I did. I dropped about 30 pounds in a month. It was the first and only time in my life that's ever happened. Wow. And I got, in one way, it was awesome. It was, I got healthy. I mean, like, I didn't need to be eating candy bars on the daily and Pop-Tarts for breakfast and things like that. However, also in that season, the enemy deposited a lie that my worth was completely wrapped up in my weight. And then I had several things along the way, comments made that confirmed that lie. And just put me into a season of a very secretive yo-yo dieting, doing all the things, living with so much shame. And secrets is the biggest thing in this area. We tend to kind of end the shame with it, but we go inward and we think, it's just my little thing. Nobody needs to know about it. Mm-hmm. And I know for me, it was when we got married that it's really hard to hide things once you get married. Mm. And my husband, my sweet husband, he was the first one that was like, that, no, those behaviors aren't normal.
Yeah.
And at first it made me mad that he was calling me out on it. But then we just went on a journey of healing. And it's been, you know, over a decade ago that started that journey. So,
man, that's impactful.
Yeah. And with Image Restored, you create a blueprint for rebuilding one's body image.
Yes.
And you liken the process to building a house. That was the first thing that I heard. It was like, okay, that's man language. I understand that. So
on page 20 of the book,
walk us through that process and how those things are similar.
Yeah, I love that you said that's man language, because actually whenever I showed my husband the outline of the book, he immediately was like, oh, I love this, I get it. And then he said, but will women get that? And I was like, I think so, I don't know, but so far they are. So because I'm very visual, and where this came from was when I set out to create a resource really on body image, because it's a book and a workbook, I at first felt stumped because I knew in looking at my own journey, and then also I'm really thankful I had the opportunity to counsel a lot of people on this topic first, because it showed me, oh, it's a little bit, it's not linear.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, I know everybody wants the ABC and you're done method, but it is a little bit like grief in that it comes in layers, and there's different seasons for it. There's different areas that you're going to go, you know, dive into. And so we do start with the foundation, just like any solid structure has to have that solid foundation. If you skip that, then nothing else is going to go well. And of course we do, you know, we're diving into the Word of God and restructuring even just the beliefs that we systems that we had been built on in this. And then, each layer is just going through different things, thoughts, emotions, even trauma we deal with, family, you know, generational things. And so several layers there. Yeah.
I love that.
That's good. I can't remember who it was that we were just talking to, but when you were talking about restructuring, like restructuring our thoughts and our brain, our thoughts are like highways and pathways, and the negative things or the things that we feed it will make it bigger and wider. And it's, how do we get rid of those negative things and replace them with positive things? And I can totally see how, when it comes to body image, how important that is, because if you have a negative thought or you've been told certain things about your body for a certain amount of time, how over time that can just become so big and overwhelming, so to speak. So talking about the different layers and how that process is laying that foundation, I can see how pivotal that could be.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And from a very early age, even through advertising and cultural messages mm-hmm. and things, we have our brains have been programmed to think a certain way. And even most, I'm not going to say all, but a lot of diet plans out there and things, they really speak to our fears and motivate by fear. And I like to say we need to be motivated by faith, not our fear.
It's awesome.
And so it is. It goes back to once we start changing the channel of our thoughts, and that because our thoughts affect our feelings and our feelings affect our behaviors, which is why behavior modification alone doesn't work.
Yeah. No, that's so good. Well, Rachel, okay. So when you were doing your graduate studies, your research revealed that almost 100% of women surveyed had heard their moms, aunts, or other family members speak negatively about their bodies. You talked about a time when a relative gave you unsolicited advice. When you get married, if you don't want your husband to look at other women, then just keep your weight off. And came into an agreement with that, with a lie, came into an agreement with a lie with that. So, how do family messages shape a girl or a guy's body image? And just maybe share a little bit about that experience for you.
Yeah, of course, our family of origin messages absolutely shape so much of our lives. And I always like to tell people, not only in podcast interviews, but even in counseling and things, that I never look back on family to point and just say, this is why I'm the way I am and be a victim. But for me to go, ooh, I think some of the things that I was told and taught, those weren't accurate. Yeah. And we need to rewrite them.
Yeah.
Especially when you notice one area of your life that's continually stuck and things. And so with body image, it was heartbreaking to read the survey that I did with these women of most of them. And then again, in counseling, I've had a ton of women tell me this, that they were put on a diet as early as age 7 or 8. And you know, what kind of message are we sending to them? And just, I could tell you story after story, but back to what you said, yes, I had a relative say that to me. And I remember it's interesting because she said it kind of in passing that, hey, if you don't want your husband, she said to cheat on you, to have an affair, or to leave you, just keep your weight off. Like, that's the secret to this. And that was really the depth of the conversation.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about it anymore. And I never even told anybody. I never even told my mom or anybody that this relative said this. But once we got married, I found myself in a season of, I think it was our first or second child, and was trying to get the weight off, and it wasn't coming off. And I was frustrated. And I just had a heart to heart with my husband. I was like, I'm so frustrated. And I just was telling him, pouring out my heart. And he was like, why is this such a big deal to you? Like, he wasn't, because I never told him this thing I was living out. To be honest, it was very down deep within me. Like, I didn't even know I was operating from that place. That's generally how core beliefs work. And anyhow, I think the Holy Spirit just brought it to me. And I was like, oh my goodness. I had somebody tell me that if I didn't keep my weight off, and so I had all this fear after I had the baby, that if I can't get my weight back off, he's gone.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, like, that's not true. And so thankfully him and I were able to work through that, and I got a lot of freedom. But I just think so many people are walking around with things that are driving them, that again, that was fear-based, right?
Yeah, no, that's so good. Yeah. And I think we see that a lot, like where we experience something in our childhood and you wonder, like, we've even had those conversations and Scott's like, that's not normal. Like, what is that? And then it's sitting with the Lord and being like, Lord, show me like why I have this belief. And going back to your childhood, you're like, oh yeah, the Holy Spirit showed you at this point, this person said this to me. And in that moment, I grabbed a hold of that and held on to it.
I honestly think, you know, in a larger sense, I think that happens so much. Mm. And it's not just with weight, although I think this image for women is ingrained early.
Yeah.
Mm. But the concept of our scarred youth, and it may be from, you know, a family member, it could be something that wasn't meant to hurt. I don't think people look at it and say, I meant to hurt you in this. Could have been from a friend. It could have been early in relationship statuses, like as, you know, junior high. But I do think that this concept of where these evil thoughts and these negative thoughts come from are 100% geared toward those impressions. And I think it happens a lot more than people think.
Yeah, for sure.
A lot more.
Yeah.
So, and obviously social media has exacerbated this issue. There's no denying this. And it has created really a 24/7 area for comparison. So in your book, you talk about comparison to other women and to our younger selves. How does comparison impact your body image?
Oh, it's huge. Just like you said a second ago, this affects every area of our life, and it's completely robs us of joy, peace, of just embracing our own, not only our own body, but our own life, and living life to the fullest for sure. Like, it's just, it's a thief. And that's why Jesus spoke out a lot about it. Just like, don't do it. It's got to run your own race right before you.
That's good. Well, and in the book, Rachel, you talk about the comparison yardstick. And so can you, which is dealing with jealousy, pride, shame, insecurity, and you talk about how it's written all over it. And so can you talk about three simple action steps to break down the comparison yardstick? Because I'm sure there's a lot of people that deal with comparison. We all deal with it in some capacity, but especially with body image.
For sure. Yeah, let me talk about this from two angles, because Scott, I did forget to address the thing you said about comparing to our younger selves. I think that's something for me as I've aged, that's what I've moved into. Once I've overcome the comparing to other women, I kind of stopped doing that a long time ago. I don't know if that comes with age or what. You just get like, I am what I am. And you just own it. But the comparing to our younger self. And that was, again, something my wise husband said to me. He said, Rachel, stop comparing yourself to other women, including your younger self. She's another woman.
Oh, that's good.
And why that was so powerful.
Wait. What did you just say?
I was like, that's powerful.
Compare my younger self because she's another woman.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I just want to make sure everybody heard that.
Yeah, right? that was good.
That's different.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Yeah, and exactly. Well, and we can linger on that for a second because here's how he broke it down further for me. And I'm thankful he's in healthcare, so he sees this, I think, even more so. But it was after I'd had a baby, and he's like, okay, you're comparing yourself to when you were 15. First of all, you were not even fully through puberty.
Yep.
And you hadn't even had a baby, and like all this stuff. And so baby or no baby or not, like, I don't even care if it's just a year from now and you haven't had it. Like, it's just life with seasons. That's even biblical that you're going to go through seasons. Yet we live in a world that resists it and even just says you shouldn't go through seasons and everything. And so that was extremely freeing for me to stop comparing to my younger self for sure.
I heard Jimmy Evans say this once, and I thought, that's pretty good. He said, I will never compare my wife's body to another because those others have not bore my children.
That's good.
And just the immense love that has created for him. And every man feels that, the immense love they have for their children. Don't ever compare your wife's body to another woman because that woman didn't bear your children. And just kind of a...
That's good. And I also just want to highlight, do you see how when we can speak into each other's life, whether it's the husband speaking into the wife or the wife into the husband, how life-giving it is, and it just sets them free. So but then back to the comparison to others, because this is a huge deal, and I've wrestled with it. And here's the fun thing about comparison, we're going to call it fun, is that just when you beat it in one area, it creeps up into another. And so I like to use these principles for all the things, because like I said, you know, so humbly, that I don't struggle with body comparison to other women anymore, but I do struggle with other types of comparison. And I think that that's something we just always have to be aware of. And so the three R's that I came up with, one is recognize. So this conversation right now is us just recognizing, hey, this is a thing, like I'm struggling with it, or I'm prone to struggle with it, or things like that. And then once you recognize, of course, you have to repent. And that's a heart posture. And then the third one is rejoice. And here's what this looks like practically. So I once had an online friend I was comparing to, not body, but more like success related and opportunity related. And I was, just comparing and honestly a little jealous. And I felt the Lord say, he highlighted it in my heart. And he said, I repented first, but then he took me a step further and he said, I want you to spend the next however long it was praying over her, like blessing her, rejoicing for how she was made, like just all this stuff. And then he took me one step further, and you can you know, this is between you and the Lord. He told me to reach out and just be honest with her and say, hey, I just want you to know this. And it was awkward. It was really awkward. But her and I have had a really cool relationship ever since. And what that does, though, is the enemy just loses his power.
It's so good.
We brought it into the light. Yeah. Right. And so I'm not saying you always have to go tell somebody you're comparing with them, but at least to the Lord, and confess to him and then spend some time rejoicing over that friend or whoever it was.
So good. Yeah. I once heard something. It was that when we can't rejoice or celebrate in others' achievements and we're comparing ourselves, we then hinder the blessings of God, like our own blessings and that. And I was like, wow, because I think in that, when we can rejoice and celebrate with them, we get blessed in return, you know? So I think that's so cool that he actually had you go and confess that, because I can imagine how freeing that was, but also just how that also bonded you both closer in your relationship. So that was so cool.
And then I'm really quick not to compare now, because I'm like, oh, great, the Lord's going to make me go confess again.
That's so good.
One of the great things about this book is its interactive elements.
Yes.
So, and I commented before the podcast, I was like, man, whoever did the graphic work in here is great.
Yeah.
From reading to journaling to coloring, which that's cool, and video. So tell us about the video resources and the Counselor's Cornerstone activities that are provided within the book.
Yeah. So that was an exciting piece. So every three chapters, there's a unit, and each unit has a counseling activity in it. And so the video is me going through that activity, and they're all less than 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And so people have found they're enjoying doing small groups with it and things
so
like
good.
That. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And where does everybody, we want everyone to be able to find you, Rachel, your resources and your wisdom, and obviously this amazing resource. So where can they find you and all your things?
Yeah. The best landing spot for me is my website. Yeah. It's rachelgilbert.com, and you do spell Rachel with an extra A. Thanks, Mom and Dad. and then I have my podcast, as you mentioned, Real Talk with Rachel. And the book page is imagerestoredbook.com if you want to learn more about it. And
And Rachel also does talk therapy on your podcast. So there's like a mental health aspect to it that is amazing. And I love that. So, well, that is awesome, Rachel. And we're so grateful for this time that you were able to share this with us. You know, I know in our counseling center, like I said earlier, we deal with a lot of teens that deal with this. And there are adults that we have as well, but more so just with what the youth is facing these days and with media and social media. I know we tapped into that. I know that this is an amazing resource, and I know that it's blessed so many. It's been so encouraging to just see how God is just using you and using this to touch others. So it's been encouraging for me, and I know for our ministry to see that, and we're cheering you on and so excited for you in this
Thank
season.
Thank you. Yeah, and it's actually been fun to watch mothers and teen daughters have been doing the book together.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, and we need to be counterpunching some of what culture is telling us.
Absolutely.
And that's the way I see this book. It's a counterpunch. It is saying to the enemy, no, you're not going to steal this.
Yeah.
And in fact, I'm not going to sit back and allow it. Mm. I'm going to go on the offensive, and I'm going to counteract the lies that you're telling. And I'm just grateful for the book. I'm glad it exists. I'm glad that I know about it. I'm glad that we're going to be able to tell people about it.
Yes.
Because this is a real topic. And I said before the podcast, I said, this may not be a guy issue. And you're like, no. This is a guy issue.
Yes.
And as you're talking, I'm starting to see that. I'm starting to see it in my own life. I'm starting to see it in the lives of other people that I know. Mm-hmm. Image, whether it's body image, and that's not just, you know, the levels of I call it comfort. But that's not just the level of comfort. Yeah. That is the fact that my head is bald. The fact that, you know, I'm not as handsome, or, you know, there's a lot of things in image that go into this besides just what you would initially think. I'm thankful, and I know anybody who's watched this podcast, go back and watch it again, because there's so many great things here. Rachel's book is available right now, so go and grab that. Any last things we want to end with?
No, we're just so grateful again, Rachel, for your heart and just your time here to share with us. So I know so many people are going to be blessed by this.
Well, thank you all for having me. And Scott, I'm actually glad that you saw it. You can tell you're a counselor, because that's actually why I didn't name it Body Image Restored, because after I wrote the book, I felt the Lord show me image encompasses so much
more. So much more.
Even that fear of man, like, what are people thinking of me?
So good.
And it's a snare. And so I'm glad you caught that. And thank you all for also love the counterpunch. I'm owning that.
Take it.
Take everything you need.
Thank you.
Guys, thanks so much for being with us. We cannot wait to see you next next week on another episode of the BKF Podcast. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Be blessed in all that you do.
Hey guys, so glad you were here with us today, and I hope you enjoyed today's episode.
And you can find more resources from Blended Kingdom Families at blendedkingdomfamilies.com. Join us again next time as we hang out with more amazing podcast guests. And remember, nothing will be impossible with God.